Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 50. It says, flesh and blood cannot enter heaven. You know, when Jesus rose from the dead, he met with his disciples and he told them about his new body. He said it was flesh and bones. In Luke chapter 24 and 39, he said, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself, handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. Now, because he rose from the dead, we will also rise as he did. And those of us who are still alive during that time, the Bible says we will be changed instantly. Our bodies will be changed from mortals to immortal. 1 Corinthians 15 and 51 talks about it. Listen to what it says. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. It will happen all in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the last trump is blown. For there will be a trumpet blast from the sky, and all the Christians who have died will suddenly become alive with new bodies that will never die. And then we who are still alive shall suddenly have new bodies too. For our earthly bodies, the ones we have now that can die, must be transformed into heavenly bodies that cannot perish but will live forever. When you think about the resurrection of Jesus, do you realize that you will have your own personal resurrection? How many of you think about that? I thought not. We focus on the resurrection of Jesus, but folks, listen, a benefit of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is you will have your own personal resurrection also. Give God a hand of praise. This may be new material for you, but I'm giving it to you right out of the Bible. I'm giving you the verses right there. So, you know, listen to what it says in Ecclesiastes 12 and 7. See, the Bible tells us that when we die, our soul, our spirit returns to God, and our body or our house falls asleep and remains that way until the resurrection. Listen to what it says. It says, then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. You hear sometimes at funerals, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. See, but where is that person? We have a funeral. Where is that person? If they're a Christian, they're in the presence of the Lord. They're in heaven. Their soul is in heaven. Now let me continue talking about resurrections, because there will be two resurrections. The first will be those who died in Christ. They will be raised. And then the second will be the resurrection of the wicked, those who never received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, those who never obeyed God's word. Now, some people say once you die, that's it. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said that when you die, the soul of a person remains conscious after death. In fact, he said this in Luke chapter 16 and 22. And Regina, is she still here? Okay, let me read this for you. Luke chapter 16, 22. Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and his soul went to the place of the dead. The rich man shouted, Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames. Folks, the wicked dead are in Sheol or Hades, the temporary place of torment for the souls of the dead. Now, man, if I was doing a Bible study, I'd really go into this in much, much deeper form. But please understand, there are only two destinations when we die. For our spirit and our soul, we are either going to heaven in the presence of God, or if we have not accepted Jesus as Savior, then we will be going to this place of Hades, called Hades or Sheol or hell. The Bible teaches us that the soul of those who die in Jesus Christ are in heaven. And let me give you some scriptures for that. 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, "We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord." When you leave your physical body as a Christian, you immediately go to heaven in the presence of the Lord. Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:1. "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." That's where our loved ones are right now who accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. They're in heaven. You know, I think about my own family and my sisters who passed away not too long ago. And some of you have loved ones who have. And you're still kind of sad. I say, oh my goodness, boy, do I miss them so much. And wow, and you know, the Holy Spirit says, they're in heaven rejoicing. Don't be sad for them. Be sad for you. You're still on earth. You still have to make it. And I said, oh, you're right. I said, well, have a good time up there. I'll join you after a while. Listen, we do not have to mourn like people with no hope for our loved ones who know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. The Bible says, blessed in the sight of the Lord is the homegoing of his saints. God is happy. God is like, come on home. I'm glad you're here. And we're like, oh, I'm so sad you left. They're having a party. Not one of them would come back. Not one. They're rejoicing in the presence of God. They have already lived this life and they fulfilled whatever God wanted them to do down here. And they are just rejoicing in heaven. They are in the presence of the Lord. When children of God take their last breath here on earth, their next breath is in heaven. They're with the Lord. So what does the Bible teach about the first resurrection? Well, the first resurrection occurs when Jesus returns during the rapture of the church. Is anybody going? All right, I got some people here. The Bible says he will return from heaven to earth's atmosphere, and a shout will be given for the dead in Christ to rise. Listen to what the Bible says. In fact, it says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise." God, the Lord, will shout and the dead in Christ will rise, just like that. This is talking about the first resurrection. It relates to those who are dead in Christ. All the dead in Christ will rise first. They call it the first resurrection. Now, those who are still alive during the rapture will be given new bodies. And together we will join them in the air to meet the Lord, is what the Bible says. Verse 17. It says, "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." These are some powerful words, folks. I know, you know, most of us, we don't think about the fact that at some point in time, we're going to come down to the end of our lives if the rapture doesn't take place. And there you need to know, are you going to heaven or are you going to Because there's only two destinations. See, here, the Bible is telling us, comfort one another with these words, because you know that even those of your loved ones who passed away, when Jesus returns in the rapture, their physical bodies will come out of the grave and join with their spirits, and it's a time of rejoicing. And then they will go back to heaven and live there with God for all eternity, forever. No more problems. No more bad Monday get up to go to works. No more sickness, no more disease, none of these things down here on earth. We are going to be rejoicing with God in heaven. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, I've been saying in Christ, those in Christ over and over again. What does it mean to be in Christ? Well, it means to be born again believers, those who have repented of their sins and obeyed God's word. This is so important because many people profess Christianity and they are not living like Christ.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi, everyone. This is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service, April 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us April 3rd for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then, join us Easter Sunday at 10 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now, let's get back into today's message.
Many people profess Christianity and they are not living like Christ. They are not living the Word of God. And unfortunately, many times, preachers and people have made it so easy for people to think that you're born again. Just say these words and you're born again. That is not what the Bible says. The Bible says that we must believe, we must repent, say we're sorry. The word repent means to change, to go in the opposite direction. Don't live the way you did before at all. And we must obey the word of God. Folks, listen, we have got to obey God's word. And we are all going to be judged by what the word of God says and not what you think. Not what you would like to have. Not your opinion. Not your political persuasion. None of those things, folks. We are going to be judged by the word of the living God. And he never changes. Yeah, give God a hand of praise for his word. It never changes. So to really be in Christ, your life has to change. You have to live according to the word of God. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, therefore, anyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That talks about repentance. I don't live the same old life I lived before. I do the same old things I used to do when I was a sinner. No, I'm obeying God. I am now a child of God. I'm a new creation. Now, I already mentioned, but I want to say it again. The body that we receive will be like Jesus Christ's body after his resurrection. Listen to what it says in 1 John 3 and 2. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 Corinthians 15 and 42 says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. I'm going to say once again, the body that we have after our resurrection, after our change, the Bible says this body will be free from sickness. It'll be free from pain. It'll be free from weakness. It'll be free from tiredness. It'll be free from death. You will have the ability to travel through space with the speed of light. You'll be able to walk through walls and solid matter. You will disappear and reappear in another location. It's all in the Word. See, we will have a body like Jesus had after his resurrection. Now we're going to talk about the second resurrection, which will occur right after Christ's millennial kingdom, after the thousand-year kingdom. The second resurrection will be for the wicked dead who disobeyed God's word and rejected Jesus Christ. Now they will rise from their graves and be judged before the great white throne judgment of God. And let me read that for you in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. Listen to what it says. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. This book is going to record everything people have done, all of their sins. See, when people stand before God in the great white throne judgment, it will be to judge them for their sins. And God will have their sins written down and what they have done all of their lives. The Bible says in verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The second resurrection leads to the second death. Listen to what it says in verse 15. It says, and anyone not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, at the great white throne judgment, people will be sentenced to die again the second death. It will be an eternal death and separation from God's presence, God's love, God's forgiveness, and God's mercy. In fact, they will remain in the lake of fire, suffering for all eternity. You see, eternal life and immortality is only promised to the children of God. Listen to what an angel said to Daniel the prophet many, many hundreds of years before even Christ came. Listen to what he said. Daniel 12 and 2, he said, many of those whose bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting disgrace. Those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky. And those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. Folks, a resurrection is coming. My question to you is, which one will you take part? Now, the key to enter into heaven is accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. Because he is the only one who could deal with the sin problem. On Good Friday, his sacrifice on the cross brought forgiveness for our sins. And everyone who accepts him as personal Savior and Lord, they become a child of God. In Romans chapter 5 and 18, it says, as one sin of Adam brought the punishment of death to all people, that's all humanity, one act that Christ did makes all people right with God. That act was to die on the cross of Calvary and rise from the dead. It says, one man's disobedience to God made many become sinners, and in the same way, one man's obedience to God will save many. Jesus' death on the cross, out of obedience, he prayed three times, Father, if there's another way, let's do that. Now, some of you remember that. But he said, nevertheless, your will be done, that the world might be saved. And it was through that sacrifice that anyone who accepts him as their sacrifice, as their Lord and Savior, then God says, now you become my child. Because God sent Jesus into the world to grant forgiveness of sin and to open the way for a bodily resurrection for us and then to go to heaven. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all." So you say, well, how do I accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior? Well, Romans 10:9-11 says, it says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by your confession with your mouth that you are saved." I want to encourage every person here today to be a part of that first resurrection. Amen? Not the second resurrection. The second resurrection means you go to the great white throne judgment. Now think of this. Every person from the beginning of time in history will be judged by God. That is going to be a long judgment. But the sad thing about it is every person there will have no chance of heaven. Every person there will be judged for all of their deeds that they have done in this world. And at the end of it, they will be sentenced to the lake of fire for all eternity. And this is not a fairy tale. This is real. Young people, this is real. This is going to really happen someday. Just like the birth of Jesus was prophesied over 1,000 years, and he finally came, and he finally died, he finally rose, and now we're celebrating his resurrection. Guess what? Just like that happened, one day there will be a great white throne judgment where people will stand and give an account to God for all of their ideas and feelings, mostly their disobedience to God's word and rejecting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. And when they are in that second resurrection, it means they will spend eternity in a lake of fire. That is not God's will and plan for any human being. But he gave us all a choice. You can choose heaven or you can choose hell. It's up to you. You can say, well, I don't believe any of those things and take your chances and see what's going to happen. I can tell you what's going to happen already because what the Bible predicted about Jesus, it happened. He came. He rose again. We're celebrating that. It's a historical fact. Here we are today. And the Lord is telling us about the resurrection. He wanted me to focus on our death and our resurrection. Jesus is okay. No, God is saying, what about you? You are going to have a death and you are going to have a resurrection and you will rise at one of these resurrections, either the first resurrection or the second resurrection. God wants you to rise in the first resurrection.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part 2 of the first and second resurrection. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Lord, it's during this season that we're reminded of the cross, the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, for our sins. Lord, we thank you that you so loved the world that you sent Jesus, your Son, to be our Savior. And Lord, I pray with the people now that you would save us from every sin, that you would deliver us from whatever is holding us back, from being all that you've called us to be. We ask you, Lord, to help us to live godly lives, not only before you, but before our families, our friends, and even on the job. Help us to remember the cross during this time, that Jesus gave his life that we might be free to live for you. Bless your people. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. And help us all to please you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.